Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
During sex, my partner usually masturbates me. Lately, he's been pulling my foreskin a little too far back. It feels good most of the time, but sometimes it's uncomfortable, and I'm afraid it might tear my frenulum. Is this possible?
Whenever people are rough or forceful with their bodies, even in ways that feel good at the time, it is possible to have some risk, even slight, of damage or injury. In regard to sexual behavior such as masturbation and intercourse, most sex injuries are fairly minor, such as small cuts or tears. For example, many women have had the experience of noticing slight bleeding from vaginal sex as a result of getting tiny cuts or tears in their vagina or vulva as a result of intense friction from sex. Men, too, may experience minor cuts or tears on their genitals from intense solitary masturbation, mutual masturbation, intercourse, or other sexual activities. These cuts may be along any part of the genitals that are torn or stressed during sex, including the frenulum, which is on the underside of a man's penis just below the glands. Both men and women can reduce the risk of genital cuts and tears from sex by using a personal lubricant during sexual activity. You and your partner may find that using a lubricant helps to make mutual masturbation feel more comfortable and pleasurable while reducing the risk of tearing, too. I'd also encourage you to talk to your partner and let him know that while you enjoy the way that he masturbates your penis, you sometimes feel some discomfort and worry that your frenulum will tear. You are the only one that can feel this discomfort since it's your body, and it's important to give your partner this information so that he can be sexual in ways with you that are both enjoyable, sexy, and as safe as can be. If you do develop a genital cut or tear, rest assured that most small genital cuts and tears heal within a day or two. If you develop any small cuts or tears, you may find that it's more comfortable to avoid or modify genital stimulation, such as masturbation, until the cut heals. Like cuts in other places on the body, it is important to keep genital cuts clean. If you develop cuts or tears that are larger, that are uncomfortable, painful, or that concern you, please always check in with your healthcare provider. Although sex injuries and complications are usually minor, sometimes they do require the attention of a trained healthcare provider, and it is important to take care of your sexual health in this way.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.